as I was trying to prepare for the message and going through it, you know, the Lord just laid upon my heart the shepherds as I was kind of reading through the Christmas story. So I'd like to read to you Luke 2, 8 through 20, and John 1 through 5. Word of the Lord says in Luke 2, 8 through 20, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, and the shepherds said unto one another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which is the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told to them concerning the child. And all of them heard it, and wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, and all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto him." And then in John 1:1-5, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we're asking that you would, just for these few short moments, that you would illuminate again your word to us, Lord, that you would illuminate again your Holy Spirit in our lives, that we could see your Son, Jesus Christ, in these few verses that we've read, in this short time that we have together. Holy Spirit, we ask you in tonight. We ask for your presence and your anointing as we finish this service. So the title tonight of this service is The Shepherds. Because the shepherds, they had a few things that I'd like to talk about tonight that they did that we can actually look at and see as things that we could do. I'd like for us, just for a few minutes, to think about, to talk about these shepherds. Why do you suppose that God chose these shepherds? Why do you suppose he didn't go to the biggest governments in the world, the biggest kings in the world, but yet, really, in reality, he went to the lowest form of labor that there was in that time? He went to the shepherds, and he told them to go and to be the first that would visit Jesus, the first that would visit the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then as soon as they visited him, as soon as they verified what was told to them by the angels, they went and they began really to preach, to spread the good news. So number one, the shepherds, they listened. They listened to the word of the Lord. Some might say that they didn't have a choice but to listen. But the big difference is they heard and they listened. And there's a difference between hearing and between listening. They had ears to hear. They were willing to hear what God had to say to them. They were willing to hear the word of the Lord. And so many today don't have ears to hear from the Lord. They try to listen. They come and they might listen to a gospel message or a gospel song, but in their own spiritual walk, they don't have ears to hear. They won't accept what the Lord has told them. They don't accept that the only way to God was through a baby in a manger who was destined for a cross, who was destined to die for mankind, to pay the price for mankind. And of course, that was Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man comes to him, but no man comes to the Father but by through him, John 14:6. The sad part is so often that we Christians, we really don't listen to him. We don't take heed to his word. We don't take heed to the gospel message that he's given us. We are too busy in life doing what we want to do. So during this time of the season, during this time when we get together and we celebrate specifically his birth, we need to remember that we need to listen to him. We need to slow down. We need to stop. We need to hear that voice, which is Christ. We need to hear that still small voice in our hearts and our life, which is the Holy Spirit directing and guiding us. We need to hear and we need to listen. So number one, they listened. But number two, they went. God told the shepherds about the good news, but he gave them no instruction that told them to go and do anything. But they went. They had to see what was told to them. God knew that they would be willing to take place, to be a part in Jesus Christ's birth, in this first Christmas, if you will. And they were willing to drop what they were doing, to drop whatever it was in their lives, and go and see this baby being born in Bethlehem. They didn't give excuses. They didn't wait for a more convenient time. They simply went. So in our lives, that's the second thing that we can learn, is that sometimes we have to go and we have to do what God tells us to do. We have to step out into a ministry that he asks us to step out into. We have to do what he tells us to do sometimes, even though sometimes it's not within us to do that thing. The shepherds went. Number three, they were diligent. They made haste. They didn't simply mosey around or hem-haw around and just talk about what they were going to do or go out and do a bunch of other things first. They went. They were serious about finding the Savior that the angels had told them about. So many Christians today, they're not serious. They don't take their faith seriously. They don't take seriously what they hear from God, what they hear about God. They don't take their faith seriously. They don't take seriously what Jesus Christ came to this planet to do for them. They don't take seriously the price that was paid for them. They don't take their faith seriously. They place their faith in something other than Jesus Christ. So what do? We need to be diligent in our faith. We need to be diligent in what he's told us and what he's promised us. Number four, they followed. Verse 16 says, and found Mary. It implies that they didn't simply just come to her, because if we find something, we had to look for it. If we lose our car keys and we have to go around and scrounge for them, we have to find it. If we misplace our cell phone, we have to start calling it. We have to find it. So they found Mary. We don't know how many mangers they might have had to go to, how many inns that they might have had to go to actually find Mary, to find Jesus Christ, the baby wrapped in the swaddling clothes. But they were diligent and they followed God's instructions. You see, sometimes Christians today, we get all fired up. New Christians get all fired up. Christians at points in our life get all fired up and enthused. But see, if we're just simply enthused about something that's of this world, that enthusiasm runs out. Our faith in Jesus Christ should never run out. If our faith is forever centered in Jesus Christ, who he is, what he's done, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, and that ongoing relationship with Christ, the enthusiasm that we have with him, it shouldn't just run out. It shouldn't be a one-week thing. It shouldn't be a six-month thing, a one-year thing. It should be a lifetime of serving Jesus Christ, God the Father. To some extent, it runs out because they don't follow God's instructions. You see, God lays it out plainly for us in his word. He tells us exactly what we need to do to be saved. And then he goes on and he really is speaking to Christians through most of the word of God on how to live a victorious Christian life. We don't follow instructions. Or maybe it's because they weren't instructed correctly on how to place their faith in Jesus Christ. They were instructed on how to follow this or how to follow that or how to function in the traditions of their church or their denominations. They simply weren't taught to follow Jesus Christ and place their faith, just as these children that we have in the sanctuary tonight. And guys, it's good to have you in here tonight. As children, they didn't simply just place their faith in Jesus Christ. Because if we look around and we look at our children, that's what they do. They simply place their faith in mom and dad, don't they? That mom and dad know what's going to do, and that they simply place their faith in grandma or grandpa or a trusted teacher. They simply place their faith in him, and it's a lesson for us that these shepherds simply followed, simply placed their faith in the word that was given to us. So tonight, my question is, does your faith have a flaw in it? Do you follow closely? Do you follow the word of the Lord? Do you maintain faith in Jesus Christ in everything that you do? Do you maintain faith in a relationship, not a religion, but a relationship that Jesus Christ gives you? So the shepherds followed. But then they shared. They made known abroad the saying which was told to them. They became really, if we look at this, the first preachers of this message, of this particular part of this word that was given to them, the proclamation of the birth of the Savior. You see, if we claim to be fishermen, but we never went near the water, what kind of fishermen would we be? If you know me, you know that I'm not a fisherman. You know that that's not something that I would go out and do. But if I went and told you I caught a fish that was this big, you'd have a couple second thoughts because you know I'm not a fisherman. Just as we are Christians, if you claim to be a Christian, but yet you never showed your faith, you never spoke about your faith, you never portrayed your faith, what kind of a Christian would we be? You see, today, too many Christians are failing to share what Christ has placed inside of us. Not only a testimony, because He's given each and every one of us a certain testimony about a certain thing, and He's enabled us to share that, but He's placed His Holy Spirit in us. That same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, He's placed that into us. And I guarantee you, when you begin to have dialect with somebody, when you begin to have language with somebody, grammar with somebody about Jesus Christ, who He is and what He's done, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and those words are going to be put in your mouth. It might be your testimony. It might be scripture that you memorized. It might simply be the word that person needs to hear. We need to share our faith. How long has it been since we gave a testimony? Since we invited someone to church? Since we shared this great message of faith and grace with someone who truly needs to hear it? Sharing is the match that lights the fire of salvation. The match that lights the fire of salvation in the hearts and lives of people, in the hearts and lives of others. So they shared. But then they glorified. They returned glorifying and praising God. You see, they couldn't glorify. They couldn't praise God enough. And we learned a few weeks ago that the word praise really means to give thanks. They couldn't give thanks enough. They couldn't praise enough. They couldn't glorify enough. And we can't either. Because at that point in time, they didn't have the full story that was going to happen. They didn't have the full book laid out to them. They didn't know the end of the story. How much more do we know exactly what's going to happen? These were just shepherds that were visited by angels that told them to go and witness the birth of a Savior. We not only get to go back and look about it and read about it, but we get to go on and read the end of the book. Amen. We get to read after all of the apostles in the New Testament. We get to go back and we get to read after the saints of old and the prophets of old. And then we get to go and we get to read prophecy about Jesus coming back for His church. Amen. So we have every reason to glorify and to praise and to thank. The shepherds had so much to glorify God for, and we do too. So we've come together tonight to do just that. That's what this season is all about. We might come together and we might think of a candlelight service as being a tradition, and there's some parts of it are. There's nothing special about what we're going to do tonight that's going to have any certain type of power in it by lighting a candle. But what's special is us getting together as a family, as a church body, binding together, saying that yes, once again, during this time, we place our faith in Jesus Christ. It might be Christmas and there might be a lot of things going on and Christmas trees up and snow on the ground, but we've come together to celebrate the birth of the one that would come into this world, all God and all man, for one specific reason, to go to a cross and to shed His blood on Calvary for my sin and for yours, so that we might place our faith completely and solely in that finished work of the cross that started here in a manger. You see, there never could have been a cross if Jesus hadn't been born by a virgin, if these angels wouldn't have come and told the shepherds, if the wise man wouldn't have shown up and told the rest of the world, if he hadn't lived on this earth perfectly for 33 and a half years and ministered perfectly and done everything that the Holy Spirit had administered him to do, there wouldn't have been a cross. And without a cross, mankind could not have been redeemed. Our sins could not have been redeemed. Relationship could not have been given to God and man again. This legal work could not have been done. So that's what this time of season is really all about. And that's my word tonight to you, the shepherds. If we can look at the shepherds and we can see what little they gleaned from that one night there when the angels came to them and simply place our faith in Jesus Christ and follow the word that He's given us, we can have victory. We can find our faith. We can do what He's asked us to do. Dave and Mark, if you would turn down the lights tonight. I'm going to pass these candles out starting down here. Praise and worship team, if you would come. Dennis, if you would take these for me. Thank you. And of those of you that are in the congregation, if you would come up and just make a line here in the front, and Dennis will pass out the candles. And Dave, if you would kill these, this number, I think it's number 3 back there. And parents, if you have small children, I'm trusting in you that they can handle a candle or not. Remember, guys, this is fire. Don't set anybody's hair on fire. Don't set the pews on fire. Nothing like that. I should. Maybe the other one, Dave. Sorry. There we go. That's good. I like that. Thank you, guys. Dennis, if you would give me one when you get set. Thank you. So to bring this all together, these shepherds and this light that the wise men followed, we look to John 1:1-5. It says, "In the beginning, the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and a life, light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." You see, shepherds were the first to hear about the Savior, to proclaim Jesus into the world. But John here was the first to introduce Him as the light of the world, God manifest in human form. So together tonight, as just an illustration, nothing spiritual really, nothing spiritual in the candles, just a tradition, as an illustration of truth, we're going to light our candles. The praise and worship team is going to lead us in the old hymnal, Silent Night. The candles represent our life as it's lit up by Christ, the new life that He imparts to us by His atonement that was done on the cross. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the praise and worship team to sing. I'm going to light my candle. And then Dennis, if you would just work your way down. Parents, if you would help and just work your way down to the very end. Praise and worship team, Deb, if you would.
Son of God, the Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord Jesus. We're humbled. Lord, we're humbled by the presence that's in this place tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we recognize the presence of your Holy Spirit, and we again come together, Lord Jesus, as a church body, as a family, Lord, and we reaffirm our faith in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming to this earth, for coming as all man and all God, for living as a man, for living as a human, living in the places that we had to live and going through the struggles that we went through and doing it perfectly, Lord Jesus, so that we wouldn't have to. We thank you tonight for paying the price that we couldn't pay, for atoning for the sin that we could never atone for, Lord Jesus. Lord, again, we place our faith in you tonight, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus, and praise and thanks. Lord, and we leave here remembering who you are and what you've done, Lord Jesus, carrying it into this Christmas season, carrying it back to our family and back to the places we live and work, Lord. Help us to truly be the light of the world, to truly take this gospel, this message of faith and grace back to where we are, Lord. Use us. Help us to share. Help us to not be quiet about what you've done for us, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would bless this body, that you would bless each and every person that's here tonight, Lord Jesus, those that couldn't make it, Lord, that you would bless them mightily, that their faith would be increased, that you would provide what they need provided in their life, all through what your Son did for us on the cross. Lord, and together as a congregation, we do this and we ask this in your name, the sweet, precious, mighty, wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. You can put out your candle and we'll collect them.